This is the CCNS News Update, an overview of the latest nuclear safety issues brought to you every week by Concerned Citizens for Nuclear Safety. Here is this week's top headline, DOE Inspector General finds project management problems for nuclear weapons life extension programs. In the fourth report released this month about documented problems with schedule, cost, and risk management at the DOE sites in New Mexico, the latest addresses ongoing management problems with the estimated $8.1 billion high-risk life extension program for the model B-61-12 nuclear weapon. The DOE Inspector General audited work being done at 8 DOE facilities across the country, with a focus on design facilities at Sandia National Laboratory in Albuquerque and Los Alamos National Laboratory, LANL. DOE expects the first life-extended B-61-12 nuclear weapon to be completed by March 2020. The B-61-12 Life Extension Program is a consolidated process for the replacement of nuclear and non-nuclear parts, such as detonator cables, to extend the life of this weapon for 20 years. During this phase, the program involves designing new parts before an engineering phase leading to the first production phase. New military capabilities, such as improved accuracy and the ability to change the height of the detonation, are being incorporated into the design. Project management includes maintaining a detailed master schedule for all tasks being done across the country. The master schedule should ensure that the project comes in on time and on cost. Further, each site has its own schedule. Under project management requirements, both schedules should align. The auditors found that in some cases the schedule did not align. For example, the auditors found a 17-month discrepancy between the master schedule and the LANL schedule for qualification of a primary main charge used in the nuclear explosive package. The auditors also found discrepancies of 100 working days or more between the two schedules in 24% of the cases for components to be developed at Sandia and LANL. Problems identifying risk to the cost, schedule, and performance of the B-61-12 and efforts to mitigate the risk were also highlighted. Both the risk and the mitigation measures should be included in both schedules. For example, testing newly designed components in flight tests and in extreme hot and cold thermal environments would mitigate the risk of the component failure. The auditors found that 75% of the high to moderate risks identified at Sandia and LANL were not linked to the mitigation actions in the schedule. Joni Ahrens of CCNS said, quote, "This is the fourth critical report released this month about basic DOE project management problems for high-risk projects in New Mexico that cost astronomical amounts of taxpayer money. Please contact your congressional members and ask them to look seriously at these problems and put a halt to these projects until project management problems are corrected," end quote. This has been the CCNS News Update. For more information, please visit our website at nuclearactive.org.